This week, our lectionary is up in Luke 10, and it's about when Jesus sent the 72 disciples out. We think about the 12 and so forth, but Jesus sent out 72. In Luke's Gospel, chapter 10, verses 1 through 11, now some of it is red-letter edition, so you'll see. Hear God's Word, New Living Translation. The Lord now chose 72 other disciples and sent them on ahead in pairs through all the towns and villages that he planned to visit. There were instructions. These were his instructions. Red letter edition. The harvest is great, but the workers are few. Pray to the Lord who is in the charge of the harvest and ask him to send out more workers for the field. Come now and remember that I'm sending you out as lambs among the wolves. Don't take any money or traveler's bag or even an extra pair of sandals, and don't stop to greet anyone on the road. Whenever you enter a home, give it your blessing. And if those who live there are worthy, blessings will stand. If they are not, the blessings will be returned to you. So when you enter a town, don't move around from home to home. Stay in one place, eating and drinking what they provide you. Don't hesitate to accept hospitality because those who work deserve their pay. If a town welcomes you, eat whatever is set before you and heal the sick. And as you heal them, say, the kingdom of God is near now. But if the town refuses to welcome you, go out into the streets and say, we wipe the dust off of your town from our feet as a public announcement of your doom. And don't forget, the kingdom of God is near. And then drop down from 16 to verse 20. Then he said to the disciples, anyone who accepts your message is also accepting me, and anyone who rejects me is rejecting you. Anyone who rejects me is receiving God who sent me. So when the 72 disciples returned, they joyfully reported, Lord, even the demons obey us when we use your name. Oh yes, he told them. I saw Satan falling from heaven in a flash of lightning, and I have given you authority over all the power of the enemy, and you can walk among snakes and scorpions and crush them. Nothing will injure you. But don't rejoice just because evil spirits obey you. Rejoice because your name are registered as citizens of heaven. May God add his blessings to the reading and hearing and the understanding of his holy and precious word.